Recovery is an active process. Day 14. Hi, my name's Brian Olson. I'm autistic and I have ADHD. This has been an experiment of trying to get out of burnout, autistic burnout and depression over the last 14 days. And what I mean by an active process is the word active can be kind of scary. But this event that I went on, I knew it was going to take a lot out of me. I knew what the challenges were going to be. I knew that I was going to need extra rest. I knew that I was going to need certain accommodations, like I was using loop earplugs. While it did not remove the challenges and obstacles and the stresses and the things that I was going to be, that I knew was going to cause a problem, it lessened it, it prepared me mentally for it, and it made resting easier and more restful. And the more I thought about it, the more I realized that when I've been burnt out and depressed before, it would last longer because, one, I didn't know why it was happening. I didn't understand it. I didn't have any knowledge of the process of recovery or that it truly was something to recover from. And resting wasn't necessarily resting. It was just sleeping and not functioning. And this is that part where active comes in again. If you know you're burnt out and you know you need to rest, and you don't feel guilty about sleeping, your mind is, you're basically telling yourself, hey, I know I'm burnt out. I need to sleep to be able to get better, to recover. So you go to sleep knowing you're sleeping to recover, which means you're actively working on trying to solve any problem you might be having or any guilt is kind of removed from that process. And it also kind of gives you a sense of achievement because you know that you've done something to help yourself get better. So I think having that mindset or realizing that it is an active process and that you're physically and mentally doing something to recover, you know why, you know how, you know it's not going to fix it immediately, so you're mentally prepared that it's going to be a bit of a process, but you're actively working on it. And I think that helped a lot and has been helping a lot. Yeah, I mean, it's a late video for me today because I had to recover a lot. I wasn't able to do as much as I thought yesterday. I was only able to be at the event a couple hours. And I got back to where I was staying and I just slept. And I knew that that was part of the process and it just made sleeping easier. And then I woke up, ate, slept some more, and then today, slept a bit more, ate, recovered, slept a little more, and now I'm working. So, pretty cool. It was nice to get out and do something different. Saw a lot of people that I haven't seen in a long time. I saw a lot of people that I've forgotten due to recent events and challenges, which kind of leads me to remember what's called object permanence. I don't remember if it's specific to any one condition or not, but basically what that is if it's not right in front of you, if you don't see it or hear from it every day, it basically doesn't exist. And that can be objects, items, people's responsibilities, whatever the case may be. There's people that I've spent a lot of time with, I could not even remember their names. It's weird. So I'm going to read more about that or learn more about it, but since I'm not writing it down, I'm probably going to forget about it. I don't know, I'm just kind of surprised that being so prepared was so successful. I was kind of taken aback by that. And I'm also really tired, so I'm not like functioning at full capacity. Full capacity for burnt out, distressed individual, whatever that is. Oh well. On to day 15. After more active effort of trying to recover. Kind of like that. See you then.